This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. There are certain phrases that sound good, but when you stop to think about them, it's not clear what they really mean. In healthcare, we have patient-centered. A new report out today from the Urban Institute, the Washington think tank, takes a hard look at patient-centered care. It's a key concept in Obamacare. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
The term patient-centered appears in the Affordable Care Act some 40 times. It can often be shorthand for "we care about our patients." Study author Michael Millinson says, as we move away from happy talk to the world of regulations, we must be careful as doctors and hospitals start to get paid in part based on patient experiences.
Your physician is obligated by ethics to have a certain compassionate relationship with you. If we start to mix in economics with what's clinically best, we get a volatile mixture, and really nobody knows where that's going to lead.
Millinson worries if we aren't careful, doctors might move from the mantra, do no harm, to the customer is always right. Another new expectation, says Dr. Lisa Rosenbaum, is figuring out how to make tough decisions with her patients.
We're supposed to ask patients what they want to do without a good way to separate value-based decision-making from emotion-based decision-making.
Rosenbaum says sometimes patients are afraid and don't want what's best in the long run. How you juggle these dilemmas, says Rosenbaum, is far from clear. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.